to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation. What's your snacking on?
What's up, Snackerinos? God, no, let's never do that. Hi, everybody. My name's Chris Sims. And this is Snack Situation. It's the podcast where Matt Wilson and I eat snacks, supported by your Patreon dollars. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chris. I'm happy that the one podcast, the one non-War Rocket Ajax podcast that we've been able to do on a monthly basis is Snack Situation. You can really tell what we value.
We really value somehow conning people into giving us money to eat candy.
Yes, yes, very much so. Very much indeed. So, what we
Can I just say, when I said the word snackerino, it was like my soul was dying?
We'll know better next time.
Yeah, I really, like, I thought it would be fun. It was not fun.
So, Chris, you had occasion recently to spend some time up in the northern Midwest, I guess you would call it, specifically Minnesota. And you brought back a regular cornucopia.
A bevy.
A wealth of Polish candy bars, really, are what these are. And, you know, I have to say, even though I know full well that I haven't been on that, you know, Henry Louis Gates show or anything, but I know that most of my ancestry is Western European, probably mostly from the British Isles. But based on these particular candy bars, I feel as though the Polish are truly my people.
I'm feeling the same way. And I should say, these are all snacks that I bought at Kramarczyk's. If you ever make it to Minneapolis, it's in downtown Minneapolis. It's an incredible bakery, restaurant. They make sausage on site there. They have cabbage rolls and pierogies. Super delicious stuff. It's one of Aiden's favorite places, so we always go there. And they also got a store attached. They just have shelves and shelves of these Polish candy bars. And I gotta say, like, I'm excited because we did Euro snacks already.
We did, yes.
But this, I feel like this, I was going to call it Euro snacks too, but judging by the like the information on all the packaging, I'm pretty sure all of these are Polish.
Now, one of the candy bars we had when we did Euro snacks was actually Polish.
Which one was that?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, they also had like a couple of things that I recognized. Like, I think they also might have had Lion or Bounty or one of those that we had from Eurosnacks with Daniel Kibblesmith.
What I love about these, and the reason that I say these are making me feel like the Polish are my people, is that there's a lot of wafers in these.
There's so much wafer.
And if there's one thing I've made more than abundantly clear in any candy bar talk that we have had on this show or any other, it's wafer bars. Love a wafer.
Yeah, we've got – I brought back 7 selections for the two of us to try. And I would say like 3 of them are visibly wafer-based, and I think the Princessa is also going to be a wafer.
Well, it looks like the Princessa has some kind of – some kind of nut in it. I can't tell if they're like macadamia nuts or they're hazelnuts.
These might be hazelnuts. They're hazelnuts. The hazelnut was a really common theme among the candies available at Kramarczyk's.
Yeah, now that I look at the ingredient list, I see that it's hazelnuts. We've got quite a few choices here. I would say let's alternate wafer bars with non-wafer bars. And I think let's just dive in. Where do we want to start? Which one do we want to go in for first?
Matt, we got to start with Nopers.
Got to start with Knoppers or Nopers.
I think it's Knoppers, but I like saying Nopers.
K-N-O-P-P-E-R-S.
I love this because it has a picture of milk, like a glass of milk on it, that says milk.
Yep, that's how you know it's milk.
Written on there. So you don't think it's just a jar of, like a glass of white water.
of melted marshmallow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this I think also has hazelnut in it. It looks like there's a picture of hazelnut on here, and it's like a layer cake.
Yeah, this is what, like, about 1.5 square inches? Two square inches of candy situation?
Maybe about 2 square inches. It's not candy, though. There's obviously wafer on the top and bottom. It's not chocolate-coated. Well, it might be chocolate-coated on the bottom. But it's, like, just blank wafer on the top. And then there's just layers of stuff in here. What I assume is the hazelnut, there's some chocolate, and the milk layer is all I can call that
white milk layer in the middle. That's the white one. I was thinking maybe that's marshmallow, but it has been previously established milk. That is the milk layer.
Milk. All right, let's just bite into it.
I'm on noppers.com right mm-hmm. now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The crispy milk hazelnut wafer. Discover Noppers. The tasty in-between snack.
The in-between snack? What's it in between?
Well, it's because it's a layer cake. It's got crispy baked wafers, tasty hazelnut spread, so we're looking at like a Nutella situation.
Yeah.
Delicate milk cream, delicious cocoa, and crunchy roasted hazelnuts. All things I enjoy.
If there's one word I would always use to describe milk, it's delicate.
Delicate milk cream.
Here's another thing I like about the Noppers. Everything would appear to be in Polish on the outside. There's one word in English, aside from milk, on the front, which is crispy, which is right next to crunchy, which either means that that it's crunchy and crispy, and the Polish word for crispy is crispy.
I was going to say maybe crunchy is the Polish word for crispy, but man, that actually makes more sense.
Okay, let's just try this thing.
Let's do this. Ready. I'm excited.
I'm ready to give this a go. Okay.
All right, I'm going to crunch into this right in the mic, too. That's good stuff. That's good.
It is good. I don't taste any one flavor distinctly. It all kind of just mixes together. Like, are you getting any, like, distinct hazelnut flavor or distinct delicate milk?
I'm not getting the delicate milk, but I do feel like I'm getting the Nutella style hazelnut spread. Again, here on noppers.com, there's a drop-down menu for you to select your country. The top results, Deutschland and Polska. The United States is not an option, which is the first time I have seen that.
So we got this as a pure import. Like, no, this was not distributed by some American distributor. Somebody brought this over.
Hey, I'm about to blow your fucking mind. You ready for this?
Please.
The Stork Company apparently is either the UK distributor or the company behind the Werther's Original.
Huh.
Because I'm on their UK site right now.
Well, that's interesting. Those are good. That's good.
We're quite good.
I'm wondering how the other wafer stuff is going to hold up, but I think we should probably
do you want to rank these as we go?
Well, we got to rank them against each other. You mean rank them against other snacks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think we should put them on the list as we go.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, we did all the Euro candy bars together, right?
Yeah, but we didn't have the list handy when we did that.
Okay.
And we didn't really know what the Beijing special products were.
I mean, those are fair points. Okay, I don't think this is, like, the best snack we've had. But it's good.
I think it's pretty goddamn good, actually.
Right, I would say it's better,
this is at least as good as Euro snacks.
I would say it's better than all the other Euro snacks, but it's not going to top popcorn for me.
Alrighty, yeah.
The way that all the flavors muddle together makes it not better than popcorn.
Then let's do that. It's currently number 3 on the list. Noppers. Goes above Euro snacks, below popcorn. I just had some popcorn yesterday. Hey, I'm about to fucking go broken arrow on your ass. Are you ready?
Okay.
What if we did a movie fighter segment on snack situation?
Are you talking about a movie that you saw yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. It's Chan for the Summer.
I mean, it's not even close to summer anymore, but yes.
I left you some space there to drop in a little Demi Lovato. I don't know if you want to do that.
I am not pushing up against Demi Lovato's army of attorneys anytime soon.
Chant for the summer. Yeah, I saw The Foreigner yesterday. My movie pass got activated, so I went to the theater and saw The Foreigner. It's fucking great. It's, if you want to see Jackie Chan just go at it with Pierce Brosnan. You know how Irish Pierce Brosnan is in Die Another Day when he's like, they left me in that North Korean prison camp for a year?
Yeah, when he stops trying to be James Bond.
He's so Irish in this movie. It's delightful. Like, it is, it's an accent I want to turn into a blanket, Matt.
Just wrap yourself in it.
I didn't tell you to kill women and children. That's my impression of Pierce Brosnan in that movie. Here's what I will say about The Foreigner. There's about a half hour in the middle where it is The Predator if Jackie Chan was The Predator. And that shit is legit.
Well, I'm excited. It's probably one I'm going to end up seeing, like, rented from the Redbox. But I will see it soon.
How can you say that knowing there's a good Jackie Chan movie in theaters right now?
Because I know I can live without... Look, every other Jackie Chan movie I've ever seen, I saw on home video somehow. So I don't mind seeing a Jackie Chan movie on home video. I have to fucking see Blade Runner in a movie theater. I have to. And
that's
I still
haven't
done it.
The difference between you and me, buddy.
I gotta see that visually stunning movie. All right, I reached for something familiar, Chris.
Okay.
I reached for this Milky Way.
Oh, yeah. This Milky Way that we're all familiar with in its good old familiar blue and beige packaging.
Okay. I do know that European Milky Way is totally different.
Yeah.
Than American Milky Way. These are Milky Way crispy rolls.
And or Krucci rolls, as they may be known in Poland.
Perhaps. Here's what we know about it. These are, we see chocolate. I believe that is wheat on the outside wrapper next to the chocolate. Mm-hmm. And then there's some kind of white filling inside the roll.
No way of knowing what it is. It's not labeled.
Which may be marshmallow, maybe milk, maybe delicate milk. There are two. It's like a Twix. There are two in here. Two rolls. Oh, there are four.
What?
No, that one just broke. There are two.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Milky Way crispy rolls.
Cheers.
Whatever that filling is, it's a little sour.
Yeah. Not really a fan.
Not wild about this.
I mean, it's fine.
It tastes a little bit like the inside of a... You know when you buy, like, a drumstick or a Nutty Buddy?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you get to the bottom, and it's, like, cone, and then there's, like, this, like, hunk of chocolate in the bottom. It tastes like that. If the vanilla ice cream was kind of like some kind of sour instead of ice cream.
According to BritishCornershop.co.uk, the Crunchy Biscuit Centra, that's right, R-E, is coated in a fluffy whipped topping, so it's like a whipped cream.
Why is it sour?
I don't know, because these don't expire until 2/18. It says 18/02/18, which I super appreciate because I don't have to figure out which one of those is meant to be the year. Yeah, not like super thrilled with the Milky Way here.
It's not terrible, but it's not as good as the Euro candy bars, I'll tell you that.
The question is it as good as Pepsi Fire?
Maybe like equally good as Pepsi Fire? I have a feeling, like, the thing about Pepsi Fire was the more I kept drinking it, the worse it got. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the more of this I ate, the worse it would get, too. So, maybe just above Pepsi Fire.
All right, so between the Euro Snacks round one and Pepsi Fire goes Milky Way Crispy Roll from Kermartix. Yeah, not, like, super stoked about that, honestly. Yeah,
I expected better, to be quite honest, from the Milky Way brand. Which wafer bar do we want to do next?
Well, we have a choice, Matt. We have Horalka.
Horalki.
Or Horalki.
Yeah.
Which has peanuts. And Kavenki.
Which is coffee.
Which I think that's coffee flavored.
There's coffee on that one. Let's do that one.
Okay.
The interesting thing about these wafer bars is that The wafers are nude. They're not covered in chocolate, like all American wafer bars and many UK wafer bars I've had.
And this actually has a U.S. Nutrition Facts sticker that we can see on the back of the package. So these are crispy wafers with coffee filling. Made in Slovakia, actually.
Interesting. Importer and distributor by Interspices LLC.
Yeah, I am up on the Sedita website, which is not in English. It is in Slovak.
Can we talk about Interspices LLC and how that is a fucking dystopia company?
Matt, it's got to flow. You know? It's got to flow.
Okay, this is just a huge block of wafer.
This looks like, yeah, this looks like a double-wide Vortman's.
Oh, it does break in the middle. There are two.
Oh, okay.
They were
Yeah, I see that now. Okay. Yeah, this just looks like a Vortman's, which I'm not a complaint. I like a good Vortman's.
This is like the wafer that they give you with your ice cream in like a really old-fashioned ice cream shop.
Ooh, it smells good, though. It smells very good.
It's got a distinct coffee smell.
Now, I should say, we have what I believe is the classic Kavenki.
Okay.
There is also Arabica, Cappuccino, Latte, Mocha, and Irish coffee flavored.
Is the Irish coffee one alcoholic?
No idea. Matt, the wafer is softer than you think.
It's fine. I don't love it.
I don't love it, but I do like it.
I like it. It is in every way like that wafer you get with your old-fashioned glass bowl of ice cream.
I think you're correct.
Still not as good as I think most of the Euro snacks, but definitely better than the Milky Way.
For sure. I can see myself like purchasing one of these. Coffee flavor is a difficult one to get.
It's certainly no Coffee Crisp. I'll say that. It's
certainly not as good as Coffee Crisp. We've got to get some savory snacks on this list. It's all sweets, Mountain Dew, and popcorn.
We don't have any other fair food on here.
Oh, we don't. See, that's the problem. I did go to the NC State Fair, which was not as good as the Mountain State Fair. I will say that.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there. I was able to resist since I'd already had my fair food for the year. Really, the only thing we got were some of Meemaw's biscuits, which were very good. And then there was a Minneapolis-based Mini-Apple Pie food cart that was super delicious.
Yeah, we gotta get the fair food on the list at some point. Okay, since we're doing... I'm reaching for another familiar thing. I'm reaching for the Kit Kat Chunky.
Yeah, well, you think you're reaching for a familiar thing, but this... Okay, it's a Kit Kat, but it's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's like the size of... Like, almost the size of a Snickers. It's a Kit Kat Chunky, so it's peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And then, my single favorite thing about this, and honestly my favorite thing about any of the candies that I bought at Kermarchik's, the slogan for Polish Kit Kat on here, or maybe it's just European Kit Kat, the slogan is, have a break, have a Kit Kat. Which I think is hilarious.
Because I guess...
It's so close.
Give me a break is not an idiom. In Europe, I suppose.
Have a break. Have a Kit Kat. That's so...
It is just a big ol' Kit Kat.
Big ol' Kit Kat.
It's like a Kit Kat from World 3 of Super Mario Bros. 3.
Oh, Matt. Here's the problem, Matt. That's not World 3, dog. World 3 is the water world.
World 4.
It's World 4. You biffed it, but I still love it.
I tried. I tried. I was going from memory. Okay. Now, I just bought some regular-ass American Kit Kats. At some point on this show, we're going to have to try Asian Kit Kats.
Hell yes. I've tried some Asian Kit Kats before, back when I had a Japan Crate subscription.
Let me tell you what's really good. Those green tea Kit Kats?
Those green tea Kit Kats are good!
But there are numerous flavors of Asian Kit Kats.
I'm throwing this out there for anybody who wants to pick it up. Savory Kit Kat.
Like a bacon Kit Kat?
I think Kit Kat could lend itself to savory. Better than any other candy bar.
Like a shrimp Kit Kat.
No, Jesus, Matt. Here's the thing about have a break, have a Kit Kat. This Kit Kat bar is broken into pieces, but it's lengthwise.
Yeah.
So this one long candy bar is broken into thirds.
Yeah, I see that. All right, I'm diving in.
Okay. Ooh, soft.
That's a lot of peanut butter. Holy
moly. Oh, it's chunky. Yeah, good. I will say, good God almighty, that is a lot of peanut butter. Ooh, and I don't like the peanut butter either.
The peanut butter tastes manufactured. It tastes like fake.
You know what it fucking tastes like? You know exactly what this tastes like. Hang on. This tastes like a peanut butter, like peanut butter from an MRE.
Why is it so bad?
I don't know, dude, but it's not good. Like, and there's a lot of it.
We've perfected candy peanut butter. It's settled. We figured it out.
Well, I mean, you think it's settled, but Matt, our recent experience shows it is not settled. Those aren't on this list either.
Our recent experience?
Yeah, did we not do those?
No, Chris. Reese?
Our recent experience?
took you a minute.
Yeah, I'm tired, dude. We're recording this late, everybody. Hey, why did we not rank those?
We did.
Those are absolutely not on my list.
But they're not on the list.
I mean, they were pretty shit, but they weren't as shit as, like, Mountain Dew Green Label.
I feel like we ranked some of them relatively high.
I'm just specifically thinking about the Butterfingers.
We're going to have to go back and find where we ranked those.
Yeah.
In the recording, I suppose. I do not know why they are not on the list we have.
Thumbs the fuck down for Kit Kat Junkie, though.
This is bad. I'm not eating any more of it.
Yeah, I had the one third because I had a break and had a Kit Kat with it. But
I would. This is like Butterfinger peanut butter cup bad.
It's not that bad. It's
almost.
Not that,
it's almost.
It's that almost bad. That bad.
I can't take another bite of it.
It's certainly not as good as Beijing Special Product Part 1, but I think it's maybe not as bad as Mountain Dew White Label.
That's fine with me. I think that's around where we put the Butterfinger. Well, no, I think we put the Butterfinger peanut butter cups, like, maybe just above or below USA.
USA is trash.
All right, Horalki. Horalki time.
Now, Horalki is also peanut, and now I'm a little worried about this.
There's like a there are flowers on the outside, which makes me think it's flower flavored somehow.
Now this is from Sedita, so the same company that makes Kavenki. This is a companion product, I imagine.
Well, Kavenki was pretty good. This one, the shape of this one, or the way this one is made, is interesting because it's nude wafer on the top and bottom. But a layer of chocolate all around the edge.
Yeah, it's bordered. It's bordered in chocolate. Interesting. All right, let me get a sip of water here and clear out this nasty... I can still taste that nasty...
I can too.
Kit Kat peanut butter. Is that what peanut butter tastes like in Britain?
No, not that I'm aware of. If this is what peanut butter tastes like in Poland, I'm sorry, Poland.
Yeah, like, dogs, we got you. Like, come on over. It's like everywhere. We can get you some good-ass peanut butter.
We have good peanut butter here. What are you doing with this bad peanut butter?
Like, the baseline, like, peanut butter available in every grocery store is still pretty good.
Yeah, like store-brand peanut butter.
Yeah. I was just specifically thinking of Jif. Like Jif's like the standard issue peanut butter. Like, it's not like going to Whole Foods and grinding up your peanuts or getting...
Well, like, you could argue between Jif and Skippy and Peter Pan, right? But they're all pretty good.
No, you can't. You absolutely cannot argue.
There are people who like Peter Pan.
Who? You?
Like my grandparents.
Fucking Matt, you know what? Choosy moms, Matt. Choosy
moms. Look, I buy the natural Jif. But like, people get Skippy, people get Peter Pan, and they like it. Let them be.
And it's still, I mean, look, it's better than what was in this fucking Kit Kat.
Better than the Kit Kat pizza. Okay, I'm going to eat the Horaki here. Delicious.
Yeah, this is very good.
This is my favorite thing so far.
Is it really? I don't like this as much as I like the Knoppers. But this is quite good.
Here's what I like. Why I like this more than the Knoppers. Knoppers, I didn't get any distinct flavor of anything. Horaki, I get all the flavors. I'm tasting the chocolate on the outside. I'm tasting wafer. And then I get a little bit of that peanut flavor on the inside. And it's good.
I agree with you. This is quite good. Like, this is... And I love getting that. The wafer... Because the wafer by itself has a nice dry, not too sweet quality to it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just had to too sweet my mic. But...
Better be careful. Like, WWE owns that. They'll come after you.
That's okay, man. Scott Hall gave me the blessing. It's the last thing you taste as you swallow a bite of the Horaki. And so it really does, like, it sweeps up after itself, you know?
I like that about it. I like everything about the Horaki.
Horaki is a top notch. Sorry that we, like, assumed that Poland had bad peanut butter based on one bite of Kit Kat Junkie. But we were very worried about it.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with the Kit Kat.
Yeah, the Kit Kat's bad. Horaki, top-notch candy.
Yeah, it's my number one. It beats everything else we've had so far.
Everything else we've had so far today? Or are you saying it's better than 1893 from the makers of Pepsi?
No, I just think it beats Knoppers.
Does it beat popcorn? And when we say popcorn, we're specifically straight up butter and salt.
But yeah,
movie theater popcorn.
Because we'll make distinctions when we, like, if we try, like, different popcorn mixes or something.
Yeah.
We'll go to the popcorn store here in Asheville and try different mixes. Yeah, we have a popcorn store. It's Asheville.
Yeah, unsurprising.
Not better than popcorn, but better than Knoppers.
All right, I'm going to agree with you, and I'm going to put Horaki on the list here. Between popcorn and Knoppers. I do think your complaint about Knoppers is wild, Matt. That you're like, I can't taste the individual components of this layer cake.
I mean, I understand that they're supposed to mix together, but I want to get, like, hints of everything. And it all
when you eat a cheeseburger,
together.
Which is your favorite food?
Okay.
Do you, like, separate it out?
I mean, I don't put a lot of stuff on the cheeseburger.
No, I don't either. You know that I don't fuck with condiments. That's a thing about me. But, like, are you like, there's the bottom bun and the beef and the cheese and the top bun?
The only thing I really care about tasting on the cheeseburger is the burger. The bun is just something to hold it all together. Although sometimes buns are delicious. Sometimes you can get a really good bun on a cheeseburger. I want to get a little bit of cheese. I do like tasting everything somewhat separately when I'm eating a cheeseburger.
I just feel like I can't taste the pieces of this layered candy bar separately. Or, like, is a very weird complaint. This is a very Matt Wilson complaint, I think.
I mean, that's fair. I'll take that.
All right, so what are we going to next? Kinder Country?
Kinder Country. This is... There's nothing in English on this.
Well, there's a glass, and it's full of a white liquid.
You think that might
be believe
milk?
That to be milk.
It's not labeled.
It's unlabeled.
Oh, wait, it does say milk and cereals at the very top.
It does? Oh, that's tiny.
It's very small, but it says milk and cereals.
Ooh, okay. All right, this is looking like a Nestle's Crunch. Right here.
But with milk. Milk.
And Matt.
With delicate milk.
Matt, you know I like that Nestle Crunch.
Oh, I love myself a Nestle Crunch.
Well, how do you feel about Bunch of Crunch, Matt?
A fan. A big fan. I'll get Bunch of Crunch at the movie theater if I want something chocolatey.
All right, you want to take a bite of the Kinder Country?
Here we go.
Okay. Okay, this was full of surprises.
Are you getting coffee?
I'm not getting coffee. But look at the bite you just took. Look at the cross section of this bad boy. Mm-hmm. It is not at all a Nestle's Crunch.
No.
This thing's full of delicate milk.
It's full of delicate milk. And a cereal that is not puffed rice. It's like oats.
It's puffed wheat. This is puffed wheat.
Puffed wheat, okay.
Yeah. I will say, I think this is great. But like,
oh, that's, there's your clue on the top of the bar, and this is separated into lots of small square shaped bars.
Oh,
wheat is embossed.
You're right, there's a little embossed wheat. But I think it's, there is such a thin layer of chocolate that it's like a disguise. That it's like meant to trick you.
I gotta say, I'm not a huge fan of the milk filling.
I like it.
The Milky Way thing we had. It's a little sour.
No, I like it. This one I like. I like this one way more than the Milky Way.
I'll agree it's better than the Milky Way, but...
Yeah, no, the milk, the delicate milk feeling, it's delicate milk, Matt, it's delicate. It's not like oversweet, it's literally just having like a splash of milk and some Crispix. It's like a bowl of Crispix wrapped up in like a little bit of Kinder chocolate. That's perfect. That's the perfect meal.
I mean, I get that. I think the taste of the milk, much like in the Milky Way, the crispy rolls Milky Way, a little more sour than what I want.
I would say big ups to Kinder Country. Where are you looking? Because I think it's better. I would put it between Knoppers and Euro Snacks, honestly. Or well, I would definitely put it
below the
above Milky Way crispy roll.
Above Milky Way crispy roll, below Euro Snacks.
Okay, so we've got Kavinsky in there right now. I honestly don't know if I like it as much as I liked Kavinsky. Kavinsky was good.
I'd put it below Kavinsky.
Oh, okay. Then that's I'll concede it.
All right, Princessa has a lot to achieve here at the very end.
Yeah, so we've got Princessa. Just Pikeney. Just Pikeney.
What are you saying?
You know what it says on the top of the package here? Just Pikeney.
I don't see that.
Wait, do you not, did I give you a different Princessa than I have? Because mine is hazelnut, for sure.
Mine is definitely hazelnut. It's, on the package it says Princessa, or is it Chawa?
And there's a little word balloon.
Yeah.
This says just Pikeney.
This says, mine says Chwilo Trwaj.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
So are they different? What's the color of your word balloon?
Green.
Mine is also green. Maybe it just says different things.
Well, it's... I looked up Jess Pikeney, and there is a song. So maybe it's just like a common phrase.
All right, let me see what Chwilo Trwaj means. Let's see. Polish to English. Chwilo Trwaj. Let this moment last. So it's just some kind of saying.
So it's just like a thing.
It's just like a saying. Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking up.
It's like under the cap on the Snapple.
Oh, it is like that. All right. Let's translate this from Polish. This is beautiful.
Let this moment last. This is beautiful.
I'm feeling pretty good about Princessa.
Okay. Let's give it a shot.
Let me just say, Princessa's probably, I think, the largest bar, like longest for sure, that we've had.
Yeah. I would agree.
Good news, Matt. It is wafer-based.
Interesting smell. Interesting...
Yeah, interesting smell.
Nose on this. I am sorry to report that I don't like this.
Yeah. It's, not great.
It's got... this very manufactured taste to it. I think that's that outside chocolate else actually has hazelnut in it.
Uh-huh.
Like the, it's not just a chocolate on the outside. It's like a Nutella.
And are you getting like a powderiness?
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's like a fakeness. There's just a very fake taste to this.
Yeah. It tastes like, and this is a product of the Nestle Corporation.
Nestle is fucking up.
Nestle stays fucking up, I gotta say.
Because Nestle made that Kit Kat. That Nestle made that Kit Kat so bad.
Hey, Nestle Poland, get your shit together.
The other candy coming from Poland is good.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Why would you do this? Did you think, like, hey, Nestle, did you think you could just, like, roll into Poland and be like, ah, it doesn't matter? Like, fuck that, man. The Sedita Corporation has your ass on lock.
Yeah. What are you even doing, Nestle? Like, get out of there. If you can't make this shit work, get the fuck out! And people of Poland, stop buying the peanut butter Kit Kat Chunky and do not buy Princessa. I really wanted to like Princessa. I really wanted to like Princessa too!
It's got, like, a good package. I like that it's giving us, like nice, like, slogans.
It fooled me into thinking I would want to make this moment last.
It says Orzechowa on it, which I don't know what that means, but, like, it does remind me of Tom Warzechowski, the great letterer, most prominently known for X-Men. Orzechowa just means nut, just by the way. Nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Princessa nut.
Princessa's bad. Thumbs the fuck down, man. I feel like I'm just disappointed.
I really did not expect to open this up and get, like, just, like, a chemical flavor, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
And here's the thing. Like, I had to go look up to see if Nestle was, like, an American company. Because I'm like, this can't be what we're bringing to the rest of the world. But they're Swiss.
Yeah, they're Swiss.
Which, again, you'd think they would know how to make some good chocolate for the European market.
Maybe they keep it all for themselves. Maybe Switzerland. Switzerland, Nestle? Fucking great. And then the rest of the world just gets their leftovers.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes a bunch of shit for the Polish market. How about that?
Yeah. Like, even American Nestle is better than this.
Oh, for sure.
And American Nestle kind of sucks. So, what the fuck is happening? Where's Princessa go?
The disappointment, I think, is magnifying how bad it is. I think it's probably not as bad as the Kit Kat Chunky.
It's not as bad as the Kit Kat Chunky.
Because the Kit Kat Chunky, like, made me doubt that Poland had good peanut butter.
But I would say worse than the Beijing Special Product Part 1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. Princessa Orzechowa.
Like this had a similar chemical flavor to some of those Mountain Dews.
Here's what I'm going to do, Matt. Like, I've got these, like, in a nice pile. I think I'm just going to put them in, like a freezer bag. Mm-hmm. Like seal it up and maybe, like, have these day to day. Princessa's going in the trash.
Princessa and the Kit Kat are going in the trash. All the rest of them, yeah. I will eat the rest of.
Kit Kat's very bad. But yeah, like, I, like,
really
shocked,
love,
shocked
really love the Araki.
Yeah. We should say, by the way, Kinder Country is manufactured by the Ferrero Corporation, which is why its logo looks exactly like the logo for Nutella.
So. Also the makers of Rocher, Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That is good stuff. So a mixed bag, I would say. Nestle was really the turd in the punch bowl on this.
It was theirs to lose.
Yeah. The Horalki, though, I will eat the rest of that Horalki tonight.
I would say if you're in Minneapolis or going through Minneapolis, you want to hit up Kramarczyk's, I would say get the pierogies, get yourself a cabbage roll, try the sausage. They usually have, like, a sausage of the day. Aiden said that she knew she wanted to marry me when we went there, and I asked them what sausages they had that day, and they read me off a list of five, and I said, yes, I'll take one of each. Very good. On your way out, grab a Horalki. Grab a Kavinki and a Horalki.
Yeah, Horalki's the
but
thing.
Do
man.
Not get a Princessa.
Love that Horalki. Okay, we're gonna figure out where the fuck we ranked the fair food on here.
Yeah, this list is gonna get a full update.
And then we're also going to remember where we ranked some other things that we neglected to put on the list. The Reese's cups, namely. And then we'll have the list updated, and we'll be back in November, I believe, with a set of Vietnamese snacks that we've been holding on to for a while.
Yeah.
We also got some new Tim Tams.
Oh, hell yes. Lucas Brown, the dog, the friend Lucas Brown, the homie, sent us some special Tim Tams. These are all, like, produced in association with Tim Tams.
They're,
it's like, hey,
chef Tim Tams.
We got some famous Australian chefs to fuck up the Tim Tams formula and see what the results are. I'm so stoked about those Tim Tams.
I am too. We're going to try the Vietnamese snacks, as many as we can, because it's a pretty big container of Vietnamese snacks. And also cleanse the palate with some Tim Tams on the November snack situation. If you want to get in touch about maybe sending us some snacks or whatever else, if you love chunky Kit Kat peanut butter, which, why do you love
it?
But if you want to let us know that you love it,
it's the season of Reese's pumpkins, man. Like, you don't have to do that to yourself.
Send us an email at moviefighterscast@gmail.com. Check out the moviefighterscast.tumblr.com Tumblr for photos of the snacks from this episode and all the rest. We'll be back next month. Stay hungry, everybody.
This has been a Clytus Media production.